Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Okay, let me start all over again. Hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's a Friday show, and I hope everybody is well and ready for a very good weekend. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. Oh, I will tell you one thing that's kind of cool that I've been introduced to. Nope, that's not what I'm going to do. Okay, so I was looking at the calendar that we have concerts here in the park in beautiful Pasadena, California, and I was looking at a concert this weekend. I was looking for a specific concert that I want to go to, and it's not till the 29th. So there's one on the 23rd I might do. So never mind. Okay, so much for concerts. How is everyone today? Hope you're having a beautiful day. As the theme of the show, as I set it out, was to talk to dead people. Well, relatives, friends, family members. I guess that's the same as relatives, isn't it? And or maybe famous people that have passed who are no longer in the physical world or are now in the non-physical world. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your past lives. Get into your past lives. I can share one of my past lives that I had to do in school. And I was going to school at the University of Metaphysics. I had to document past lives and write about them, which was kind of interesting. So being a clinical hypnotherapist anyway, it was fairly easy for me through self-hypnosis to delve into my past lives. So I did that. There was a couple of them. So let's do that today. I have some stories about young people and people who remember their past lives. I thought, well, that's a cool thing to cover. Let's do that. That'll be fun today. What else did I discover? If you want an interesting and motivational video to watch. Well, it's not a video. It's really a documentary, I should say. It's about 2 hours long, and it's called Tony Robbins, I Am Not Your Guru, and you can find it on Netflix. It's brand new to Netflix today because I was watching a little bit of it this morning, and so I would say watch it if you get a chance. It's really inspiring. I haven't got to see the whole thing yet, but I like Tony Robbins. I don't know if anybody else likes Tony Robbins. I went to a Tony Robbins seminar. I know I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just kind of setting it up a little bit and rambling on a little bit today. When I first went into sales, well, actually into serious sales, I'd been in serious sales before, but this was a really serious responsibility as in sales. The company I worked for sent me to a Tony Robbins seminar in Los Angeles, and it was designed for salespeople primarily. Yeah, salespeople pretty much. And it was amazing. And up until that point in the few months that I've been doing sales for this company, it was lackadaisical. It wasn't that great. But after going to the workshop and applying and getting inspired by what Tony covered in the workshop, my sales took off. People were really surprised. I went from like the bottom tier to the top tier rather quickly. So I have to give Tony some credit for inspiring me to be a better salesperson. So I give him that. So if there's something in your life, you know, I'd rather you listen to me, but that's all right. We learn from different people. And if he turns you on, if you find him interesting and inspirational, then I would encourage you to watch the documentary on Netflix called Tony Robbins, I Am Not Your Guru. In simple words, what he would say and what I would say to you is, you are your own guru. Okay, so let me take a call. Then we'll delve into the past life stories. I thought they were really fascinating. I have some other articles, and it just depends on how much time we have today. And I'll tell you one about one of my past lives that I had to work through and delve into when I was in school. So let me take a call. Hopefully we're all on the same page today. Hopefully we're on the same page. Hello.
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 Yes, whom am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, what's going on today on this beautiful Friday afternoon?
Do you do readings?
Well, I'm going to talk to some dead people for you and to see if they have information for you.
That would be great.
An ancestry of some form.
Okay. I'm calling.
You know, you got to remember this, though, that they are a little different than normal psychics, because when you're talking to an ancestor, they know you really well. It's not like you're getting something from this Akashic record somewhere. So they're a little bit more in your face, you got to do this now kind of attitude. They're a little more.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. They can, like, use an expression, they'll kick you in the butt sometimes.
That's fine.
Which is a good thing. They always want to inspire you and motivate you to do something that you've been holding off and doing. And you have been holding off from doing something in your life, haven't you?
Yes, I
You've put shackles on yourself. Why are you doing that?
It's out of fear.
So, well, let go of the fear.
Yeah,
okay, let me see if I
easy.
Tap it. Okay, so is there any specific area of your life that you're really concerned about? And see if I get a message on that.
Yes, my marriage.
Ooh, any specific question about the marriage? I'm trying to narrow it down so we don't ramble around too much.
No problem. I'm actually thinking of leaving my marriage of almost 27 years, but I've never been self-sufficient as far as financially. And I'm scared to death.
Obviously, that's a tough one because you have to regroup and, resettle and all that sort of thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's on your father's side of the family, and it's a feminine energy on your father's side of the family, kind of like a great-grandmother type of energy. That's who it is.
Okay.
And what I hear for you now, they're not saying do it or don't do it, but they're saying is if you decide to do it, which you're kind of leaning on that side of the fence pretty strongly, aren't you? I see a picture of you kind of leaning over that way, kind of leaning over towards, this, because you have a wounded soul, okay? You have a wounded soul.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so what I'm hearing for you, if you decide to do this, that your ancestors, will hold your hand and open opportunities for you to settle and feel more secure. We're not saying it's going to be easy. We know that. We know that your fear may dominate you for a while, but if we can lessen your fear, if we can give you opportunities. The word opportunities comes in really strong here, and I'm not sure why they're saying opportunities, but opportunities for your own personal growth. Because making that decision, you may feel like it's the end of the world, but on the other hand, what it will do for you is push you in directions where you should have been going a long time ago. Well, that's pretty heavy. You've been held back, basically.
I've been, I feel like I'm a caged animal. I really do.
Let me give you this real quick. And I know where you're going with that. And I can understand that one completely, because you feel like you're caged, boxed in, held in check, stifled, all those fun words, right? Okay. So what are they saying about if you decide to stay in the marriage? They're gonna give you this, okay? Whoever this is, grandmother, great grandmother, father side of the family, great grandmother is telling you, if you decide, this is pretty heavy, you will wither.
Okay.
Now you have to take that word to you, but you know what what they mean by wither?
Yeah, you will wither. I agree.
Yeah, so you have to make that decision.
I do.
It's not going to get any better.
I know. I've already come to that conclusion, and it's tough because he's not a bad person. He's just not the right person. We're just two totally different people, and I have a sense of urgency about living out the rest of my life. I'm at that point in my life. I just turned 51, and I have, like, so many things that I still want to do, and feel like he just doesn't get it. Or
he doesn't get you. He doesn't get you.
He just doesn't.
He doesn't get you.
No, he doesn't. And that's fine. It doesn't make him a bad person. It just makes him a person not where I want to go with my future.
It's about him. It's about him.
It is. It's all about him.
It's about him. It's not
about
your future and your independence. Your life is his life, basically. That's what the energy I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And the fact that I'm trying to be kind of like stifled or trying to be held back in my what my dreams are for my future, it's to me, it's just to come to the point where it's not acceptable because life is short and it's my life. And I don't want to be one of those people one day on their deathbed saying, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? You know what I mean? I just feel
right.
Like there's a sense of urgency for me to live the rest of my life.
Well, let me leave you with this thought. And this is what I kept hearing for you from whoever this is. And it's a feminine energy. It's a very loving energy. She was very kind. And what she's saying to you is, when you decide to make this decision, I'm also hearing if you don't do it now, you'll do it eventually anyway. If you don't do
right.
it now,
right.
you're going to do it eventually. It's
uh-huh.
not something that won't happen.
Right.
If you don't do it now in the near future, you'll just be miserable till you do it.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so what she's saying to you is that when you just make that decision, your ancestors, those in the non-physical world, will lighten your heart. I like that. Lighten your heart and show you opportunities to go to. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's
going to
be a
lot of
healing.
Thank you
very much. It's going to be a lot of healing for you.
Yeah. I imagine there will be.
And at some point, you will find friends that are very special to you, even on the masculine side, but it's not necessarily about romance. I don't get that for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
think I'd be interested anyway, but thank you. I appreciate
no,
it.
But friends, yes. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Have a great weekend.
Bye. Yeah, one of those tough decisions. What do you do? That's not an easy one for most people. And I don't, you know, it's like those, that's probably one of the biggest decisions that you have to make. Say, I'm done. I'm serving someone else and I'm not serving myself. And I can't serve myself and serve this other person at the same time. Right? Ooh. Okay, so let me take another call. We'll get into more past lives and some samplings of people and young people who recall their past lives. And if anybody has a past life that they want to share, that they remember or want to know about their past life, give me a call. We'll do that also. It's one of my favorite things to do. And it's because there's lessons there. It's something that you learn about yourself. Because we repeat things from past lives, but we also come into a lifetime, the current lifetime, to do things differently. And to be treated differently by different people in our life. Really? Okay, let me take this call. Hello?
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 Hi, do you hear me?
Yes, I can. Whom am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Nina.
Nina, what's going on with you today?
Oh, nothing. Can I get a general reading, whatever you pick up?
Well, I'm going to pick up an ancestor. And so it's going to be something like that. I get messages from dead people, ancestors, famous people, generally ancestors, that famous people don't have much to comment for most people. It's like,
right.
They don't know. They're not going to say much to you. Now, Elvis is not going to come talk to you normally. Okay?
And you asked about my love situation.
Mother's side of the family. And on your mother's side, not your father's side. It does feel like a male energy, but it doesn't feel like it's directly related in your family line. So it could be off to the side. It could be a friend of a grandmother, a friend of somebody, like an in-law, okay?
Okay. Your,
so, but it is a male energy. It's definitely a male energy. So what's the question about your, what do you want to ask him about your love life?
Well, you know, when the next love coming through, when a new love coming through. Yes.
You're not ready.
I'm never
You're
ready.
Not ready. You've got to be ready.
Uh-huh.
It's basically the energy I get, what I hear for you is you need to be prepared for what you really want in a relationship. Because you've had some tough ones, some difficult ones, right?
Very difficult.
So you need to you need to clear yourself of all that. Like it's like you have to erase those. Go to the chalkboard and erase all those old relationships, because what you had in the past will spoil the future.
Okay.
Because if a man shows in the future any kind of traits of a past one, you're going to get upset. Okay.
Yep.
And he's not going to be the same person. He's not going to be the same person. So you need to clear those. And you can do this really quickly. You can just tell yourself, hey, I'm not carrying any baggage anymore. I'm dumping my baggage from past relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me give you this, and how I hear it for you. God has a shiny night for you. Just be ready for the shiny night.
Okay.
Because they don't want you to blow it. They don't want you to blow a new relationship. They don't want you to drag the old ones into a new one and be offended something he does, like, you know, sits in a certain way and you go, my former one did that. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Out the door, sure will.
before you give him a chance.
Yep.
So
gone.
clear all those out, because I hear there's a shining night for you just around the corner.
Okay.
You don't want
All right,
blow
I'm gonna
it.
Give him time. All right, I'll give him some more time. All right, thank you.
Just,
God bless.
Welcome.
Oh,
bye now.
All right.
And what they mean by that is just forgive yourself and forgive all those other people that have been in your life. Just do a complete forgiveness. Forgiveness is not forgetting how you were treated, because you know that. You know, some people say, well, if you forgive them, you're condoning their. No, not at all. Absolutely not. Forgiveness means you just wash that energy out of you. Just release them from you. Just send them away. It's like sending them away. Like go to the cornfields or whatever, whatever visualization. Leave me now, because I know what I want and I know the kind of person I want. And I'm only going to accept that. So my friend, there's a beautiful person out there. You just get rid of the baggage and just send it away. Just like you're just kind of sending them off. Like, go away now. Leave me alone. I don't want your energy around me anymore. And I am forgiving you, because I know you're human. And we all make mistakes, right? I'll get another caller. That'll be kind of fun today. It's kind of interesting. Different kind of subjects and directions that people want to go. And then we'll get into past lives a little bit more. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Seattle. Hello.
Seattle. Hello. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm okay. So what's going on?
Not too much. How's the weather in Pasadena?
Warm. It's around 90.
Oh, yuck.
Well, this is summer. It's always around this. And it'll be 97 next week sometime. But there's a little bit of haze out there, so it gives a little bit of humidity, which is kind of strange for us. We normally don't get a lot of humidity. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, the nice thing about hot weather is that in summer evenings, you can go outside around sunset, a little after sunset, and it feels really good to be out walking under the stars. Right?
That's true. Yeah.
Except we don't have a lot of stars. Too much light. Too many lights. So what's going on with Holly today?
Oh, nothing. I'm just hoping for a message from spirit world.
Have you cleared your chakras lately? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, 2 nights ago I did.
Yeah, something about clearing
online.
Your chakra. Yeah, but you're still stuck. You're still stuck.
Well, unstuck me.
Well, I'll tell you which one it is. It's your heart. Heart chakra is stuck a little bit still.
Oh, good Lord. How do I unstick it?
Visualize this spinning disc that's your heart chakra, okay? And visualize it kind of going kind of slow, like around in a circle. And then infuse it with green, beautiful green color. Follow me so far?
Yeah.
And as you see it being infused with this beautiful green color, see it spinning faster and faster. That you almost feel, you can feel it in your physical body as if you're that whole region of that part of your body starting to heat up. Don't let it heat up too much. You can stop it after a few seconds, but just see it spinning. Visualize it spinning, that green infused in it. It's clearing it. It's opening it up. And then you're going to feel better.
Okay.
You're going to feel better about love.
Okay.
Love for you won't be such a treacherous path.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Too many
right?
stories. Yeah.
Well, see, like I talked to the last lady, you're going to need to drop these stories, dear. You got to stop telling those stories.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to go back to those stories because that just brings more of those into your life.
Yeah.
So you're okay. You just need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But love surrounds you for the most part, though. Love does surround you. You're always wondering, well, why am I not going to meet somebody special? You will. Just be patient. I know you're not. I know I'm tired of being patient, right?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not patient.
You're not. You're tired of being patient.
Yeah, it's been too long to be patient. Now it's just annoying.
Well, just know it's going to happen. Just know. Get busy with the rest of your life and just know it's going to happen. It's going to be like, bam, miracle, bam, miracle. It's a miracle. Just believe in miracles.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Last week I talked to her, whenever it was, I talked about affirmations, using an affirmation, repeating an affirmation like 15 times a day, okay, a certain affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you, I'm going to give you, or Spirit's going to give you an affirmation about love, about bringing somebody into your life.
Okay.
And we're going to put it in the sense of you have it now. It's not something off in the future. So how you would start this is, I have, not I want or I will or something, but I have a beautiful relationship with someone who understands me, loves me, and treats me in a very special way.
Okay.
Now you can add words to that, but generally I have a beautiful relationship with a gentleman, you know, with a lover who treats me in a very special way. And we're best friends. Something like that. But I have that kind of relationship. Write it down and repeat it a bunch of times.
Okay.
And this stuff works. It really
yeah,
does.
I'll try anything. Yeah.
I'll try anything. I'll jump off a cliff if it'll work. I'll strap a parachute. I'll strap a parachute to my back and jump out of airplanes if the parachute instructor guy is my lover, right?
Cute. Yeah, I'll jump with him.
Okay. So do it. Just come up with something very similar to that. I have a special man in my life who treats me with respect, love, and he's the greatest lover I've ever had. Ooh,
yeah.
I like that one. Got it? You know what to say.
Got it. Yep.
And write it down and keep it at hand and repeat it a number of times every day.
Okay.
And you'll see in the next few days, people will start popping into your life. And Holly will have choices. Holly will have choices. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, choices are good.
Okay. So that's your message. And keep your heart chakra open.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
The heart chakra. You know, sometimes the throat chakra will get stuck because we don't communicate our needs, right? We're afraid to communicate our needs, so we need to do that. That's really important to keep that open. So it's the same thing. If you feel like you're not communicating and things get stuck that you need to say to people, then visualize this spinning disc in your throat area and feel like it's, oh, spinning so slow. It's not moving very quickly. And then infuse it with a sky blue color. Sky blue color, just beautiful sky, and then speed it up. And next thing you know, you'll be telling people off right and left. You'll just be speaking your mind and telling everybody what you think about them and all that. Or communicating your needs. Sometimes we don't communicate our needs. So if we open up our throat chakra, then we start communicating our needs and people start responding to us. Well, we won't go through the rest of them. I'm not going to go through all the chakras that, oh, if you do this, you'll do that. Nope, that's enough for today. Okay, anybody? Nope, no more callers, no questions in the chat room. Nobody wants to know about their past lives. Okay, I'll come back in a minute. I'm just going to read some of these past life stories. And if you're still interested and if you have a question, then hit me up in the chat room. If you want a past life reading, I need a real first name, an actual first name, and the year you were born. Okay, for some reason that just seems to work well to go backwards. I need to know when you were born, the year, not the month and day, and also an actual first name, not an avatar name, because everybody loves to use avatars, right? So this is from Epic Times magazine, and I found this online, and I thought these were really interesting. And it talks about past lives. And I thought I'd cover a few of those, and I'll come back and talk to you if you have something to talk about. Number one, when my son was 3, he told me that he really likes his new daddy. He's really nice. My husband, his is one and only daddy. I asked, why is that? He replied, my old daddy was really mean. He stabbed me in the back, and I died. But I really like my new daddy. He'll never do that to me. So as a child, 3 years old, remembering a past life, how he died. Interesting. I love these stories because they do confirm and they kind of help us to go, yeah, well, that seems to be reasonable. Okay, the next one is, when I was a little girl, I lost it when I saw some guy at the grocery store. It was unusual because I was generally quiet and well-behaved. I never had to be taken out of somewhere for misbehaving, but we had to leave the store. My mom asked what was wrong when we got in the car. I told her he took me away from my first mom and hid me under his floor. It made me sleep for a long time until I woke up with my new mom. I then refused to sit in the seat of the car on the ride home, but insisted on cowering under the dashboard so he couldn't take me again. It freaked her out. She is definitely my biological mother, so obviously my first mom. Interesting. It's a memory. I call those, and I think I've read this somewhere, at least like I got it somewhere. It's called bleed-throughs. You ever have these, go to a location, and you just know there's something really special about this location, but you've never been there before? And I've known people to go to locations where actually they'll have a vision of a past life. So if there's a place within reason that you're drawn to, go there and see what happens. See what kind of energy you get from that. See if everything seems so familiar. It's like you know where things are at. Well, that's a past life memory. Okay, let me check back with you folks, see what's going on, if anything. Oh, I got a caller. So I will be with you in a second. Let me do one more, and I'll be right back with you. I'm going to be holding for a minute. getting my 2.5-year-old daughter out of the bath one night, my wife and I were briefing her on how important it is for she to keep her privates clean. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm going to move on. Okay? Before I was born here, I had a sister, right? Her and my other mother are so old now. They are okay when the car was on fire, but I sure wasn't. He was maybe 5 or 6 years old, and it was totally out of the blue. Interesting. Kind of a memory, huh? I remember being burnt. Now, normally, if you go through that sort of situation, and you have a very tragic death, trauma death like that, the soul will leave before the physical body dies. Because the soul knows that the physical body is going to die, so the soul exits. I didn't know if you knew that. Okay, let me take a call, and then we'll get back to more of these. That last story I didn't like. That's why I didn't read it. I remembered it then. Well, if you want a past life reading, again, year you were born, and... Okay, let me get back to you. Let me take a caller, and I'll get back to your request. Okay. Hello?
Hi, George. This is Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
I have a question. On August 8th, there's going to be a final court date about my granddaughter, and do you feel it's going to be positive for the mother?
Okay. Again, you know, I'm talking to ancestors today, so it's not like the typical psychic thing where, oh, the Akashic records say this or that. No, it's like, who is this? It's a male figure. It's on your father's side of the family. It's like a great-grandfather. Yes. The answer is yes. He just gives me a yes. No need to get into details, just yes.
Oh, okay.
But don't let your positivity be waned by other people. Don't let your positivity be waned by other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah.
Easy to get caught up in that.
You maintain a positive attitude, and it smooths down. It smooths the situation and makes it easier to flow. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, George.
Got it? You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
Yep.
Okay, back. We're going to together. No, I'm just kidding. That was like being a little catching my thoughts. Past life for me, Holly 1025. You're a Scorpio, just barely a Scorpio. Oh my goodness, that explains a lot. I'm kidding. 64. So when did you die? In the 1930s, early 30s. Around 32, 33, 1933, what were you doing, male or female? Male. Oh, you were a male in a past life. How interesting. I don't know if it just makes sense, but that's what I get. So we'll just back up on that one a little bit. Male, past life, died in the early 30s. I think I'm getting your right energy here. Okay, let me go backwards. So male, what were you doing? Farmer. Oh, interesting. Farmer. Yeah, that was the Dust Bowl era, and that's kind of the energy I'm getting around it. Dust Bowl era, farmer, around that time period. Yes. And what else? Why did you die? Old age, primarily old age. It wasn't like you'd lived a good life. Things were tough. You were tough. You just kind of said, I'm done. It's been tough. It was hard. When I say Dust Bowl, I don't really get you being on this dirt farm somewhere. You can't grow anything. It feels like that you were actually in an area where you could still grow things, but you were just tired and it was tough. And you were in your late 60s, early 70s at the time. I get around 70. A bit of tough life. but a lot of kids, a lot of fun. So what do you get from that past life? What is the important thing for you to remember from that past life? Life now is about accomplishment, that you will accomplish something of real value. You will still continue to accomplish things of great value. Because then you were growing food and you were helping people, not just yourself, but other people in the community. Okay? So just remember, you're still here to accomplish and help other people in rather interesting ways, but not necessarily as a farmer. I think you're done with the farmer thing. Yeah, I'm done with it. I can't do that again. I don't want to do that here. Can't do that again. Okay? Let me read. I got a couple other callers. I have some time here. You're welcome. Let me do another one of these stories about past lives. Oh, I like this one. When my little sister was younger, she used to walk around the house with a picture frame with a picture of my great-grandpa in her hands, crying and saying, "I miss you, Harvey." Harvey had died even before I was born. Other than this common occurrence, my mom told me that she would constantly say things about great-grandma Lucy. So it's remembering a past life. Maybe she was Lucy. It didn't seem to indicate whether she was Lucy or not. Could be. Yes. Yeah, so great-grandpa, great-grandma, yeah, Lucy, Harvey, probably, obviously were married, obviously spent together, so she missed Harvey because she was Lucy. Okay, that's what I'm getting from that, all that. So do I have another caller? Let's check back and see what's going on over here. Yes, you're welcome in the chat room. You are welcome. I like your avatar. Readings for you. That's kind of cool. Hello.
Hi, George. Thanks for the radio show. I'm enjoying your reincarnation stories.
Oh, thank you. How are you today? What's going on in your life?
I'm very well. Glad it's a Friday. Finished work for the week. Wasn't very happy this morning because of the news from Nice in France. Yeah, but life is still wonderful and you have to still accept things that happen. Can you check on any ancestors, any messages that ancestors have for me that I need to know the most, please?
Okay, we'll make this brief, but let me see what I get. It's a male energy, and it's on your father's side, so it could be like a great-grandfather, a great-uncle. It's more like an uncle than a grandfather, okay? So I get uncle, great-uncle, something like that, okay, on your father's side of the family. So what is he saying to you? We have heard your cries out or your entreaties for relief. And I think they're talking about love, okay? About love, okay? Now, I'm not going to get real specific because they're not being really specific about who it is, but they're saying that relief is just around the corner, as into love. That I'm going to give it to you now. I don't want you to speculate too much because you will. Hearts will be opened for you. Hearts will be open for you. Hearts will be open. I get the word heart, so it's got to be more. For some reason, I get the word hearts, not just heart. So, yes, there's relief about as in love in the near future. Okay? Now we're going to get, they're not going to get specific about a person. We're just going to say that this part of this dry spell of love in your life is over. Okay? Got it?
All right. Thank you. Got it.
Yeah, he just really wants you to know that you've been listened to, that your ancestors and the gods have listened to you about your needs as in love, and what you desire will transpire in the near future. But just be open, because hearts will be open to you, however that flows out. Okay? Got it?
Yeah. Oh, Yep, got it. That means a lot to me. Thank you, George. You take care.
You up. You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, so what are we doing? Oh, I did a word whisper. A friend of mine was saying that I use the word okay a lot, and so I'm trying not to use that specific word a lot. It's called a word whisper. You finish a sentence and you stop for a second. So let me get back to my past life stories and see if there's any more that I want to cover today. Okay, now let me see if I want to do this one or the next one. Okay, this is a nice one. I like this one. Did I say okay? I hope. Oops, I did it again. Between the ages of 2 and 6, my son would tell me the same stories of how the same story of how he picked me to be his mother. He said something about being with a man in a suit and picking a mother that would help him accomplish his soul's mission. We didn't discuss spirituality, nor was he raised in any sort of a religious environment. The way he described it was that if it was similar to grocery shopping, that he was in a bright room with people who were lined up like dolls, and that he picked me. The man in the suit asked him if he was sure. He replied that he was, and then he was born. My son also had an early fascination with World War II era airplanes. He would identify them, their parts, what region they were used in, and the like. I still have no idea where he got that information. I am a science person. His dad is a math guy. We have always called him Grandpa because of his peaceful and gingerly demeanor. This kid seriously has an old soul. That story reminds me, because I studied and I practiced and I did what we call between life regressions, where I would take somebody and they would go back to after passing out of a lifetime into going home, into their spiritual home, and the whole process of what happens when you go through your spiritual home and the different steps and the different things that you do when you return. And then there's this process of arranging to come back into a physical body. And it's how it's described is kind of interesting, because for each soul, it's going to be a little different. Some see a computer screen. In this case, he saw images of mothers, and he got to pick one. Oh, that's the one I want. Now, how he described it is very similar in the man in the suit. Yeah, generally, it's a spirit guide, spirit teacher that'll take you through, and it's how you see it to meet your mother. And you also, and according to how this works out, believe it or not, as you kind of figure out what you want to look like, what your body's going to be like when you come into a new lifetime. You kind of pick out some of the particulars about what you want to do, what you want to cover, where you're going to be. Of course, some of it's left open for free will, but a lot of it you decide, you pick your parents. And that's what he was describing. You pick your parents before you come into a lifetime. Partly because maybe there's some things that you need to deal with that person in a new lifetime. Okay, we're almost out of time, and I will be back on Monday. I know there's people who have been holding, and I've lost track of who's been holding and who's talked and who hasn't talked because everybody's still in queue. So if I haven't talked to you, then I will talk to you on Monday, because I really don't have any much time to delve into any particular discussion at this time. It's not fair to you to jump in on it and give you kind of a mediocre, half-hearted, whatever answer to your question, because you want something more than just 30 seconds, right? I would think. So I'll be back on Monday. We can do it then, same time. I generally do this about this time, unless there's some other emergency that I can't do it at this particular time of the day. But I appreciate all the callers. I love you guys. I really do. I like and enjoy delving into your particular situations to see what spirit, see what your ancestors have to say to you about your situations. I like to get messages from ancestors primarily because they are really connected to you. They know your energy really well. And as I mentioned to the one lady earlier, they will tell you pretty straightforward what's going on in your life. Okay? So it's been fun. Everybody have a great weekend. Do something fun this weekend. Do something that you haven't done before. You know, step outside the box this weekend and take on an adventure. So, again, I love you. We will talk soon. Bye now.